Chiropractors. Today we're here to talk about social media advertising, specifically promoting your practice using Facebook and Instagram ads. Now, there's a lot of chiropractors who have done social media advertising before. It's pretty common. A lot of times practices struggle to get good results and good quality patients coming from the social media channels. Or you might be brand new to social media advertising for your practice. Either way, we want to show you the exact strategy that we use to help practices across the country grow their practice. We're not talking about low quality leads that you're having to chase around. We're talking high quality patients that are going to be walking through your door from the social media advertising campaigns. If you have ever run Facebook advertising before for your practice, you've probably seen something like this. This is very common for practices to run what's called a lead generation ad. Basically taking your first visit, discounting it, and then offering that to the people in your area. I talk to practices every single day who complain that they've tried this and it didn't work. A lot of times you end up with this big list of leads that you have to chase down. You're calling them, you're texting them, you're emailing them, and they're not responding. Sometimes they're responding, but they're not booking an appointment. Sometimes they're booking an appointment, but they're not showing up. Sometimes they show up, but they're not actually interested in long-term care. So practices end up spinning their wheels, trying to get more leads, then chasing these leads and not getting anywhere and not growing the practice. That kind of defeats the purpose of running social media ads. So the question is, how do we solve that problem? How do we get better quality leads and better quality patients coming from social media advertising? To identify the best way to approach the social media channel, we have to understand who we're advertising to. If you look at the population, you've only got about 30 to 35 million Americans that are going to see a chiropractor every year, which only represents about 10%, which means you've got 90% of people not seeing a chiropractor every year. When you compare that to the dental space, you've actually got about 65% of people that'll see a dentist every year. Now, why is that? Why is there such a discrepancy between the two? Why are there so many people seeing a dentist but not seeing a chiropractor? Well, the answer comes down to education and understanding and knowledge of the spinal health. The vast majority of people do not understand spinal health and how it impacts the entire body. Where most people understand in our culture that you gotta take care of your teeth. It's on the front of your face. You see it when you smile. Everybody knows you gotta brush twice a day and see a hygienist every 6 months. That's very common. What's not common is taking care of your spine. So most people are taking medication and just living with, you know, these symptoms and pain when they could be going to see you to get support and help for these problems. So it's not that 90% of people are choosing to live in pain and deal with all these health issues. It's that they don't know that they could see a chiropractor and get support for that. And what that means is that 90% of people that you're showing your new patient special to don't understand what that's for. It doesn't mean anything to them. So you end up getting low quality leads. A lot of times people know, oh yeah, chiropractors, they crack backs. That might feel good. Maybe I'll go in once and I'll get my back cracked and it'll feel good. They think about it kind of like a massage, but that's not the quality patient that you're looking for. That's when you end up spinning your wheels, chasing leads that come in, they're not serious, and they become tire kickers. They're just not bought in to chiropractic care and spinal health. So to fix that, we want to look at the entire sales process from top to bottom. If you look at a sales funnel, lead conversion is one of the last steps that takes place in the sales process. And it's very hard to get good quality conversions and good leads when most people aren't even aware of what it is that you do. So when we do our advertising, we do our promotion to all these people in your area, we need to start from the top down. We need to drive more awareness. Once you can teach people more about the power of chiropractic care, of course they would choose that. Of course they would want it. You're going to increase the demand for chiropractic care. We call this demand generation. So how do we do this? The best way to increase awareness and to increase demand is to teach people. So we're gonna focus on educational content. And when it comes to social media, video content is king. Video content is highly memorable, it's super sticky, it's easy to digest, and easy to get a lot of people watching your videos for a really low cost. So what that means is that we wanna get you on video. This might seem a little scary to get in front of a camera, you're not sure what to talk about, you're not used to being on camera, but we're gonna make this process super simple for you. We're gonna approach video content as if you're talking just like to an individual patient. And you're typically gonna be doing some form of education about a particular symptom or condition that they might be dealing with. So you're speaking directly to that user, so it's highly relevant for them and they're much more likely to stop and watch it. So I'm gonna give you a very simple script outline that you can follow and duplicate across any major symptom or condition that'll help you create really easy and digestible video content. So your video is gonna start out with a simple introduction talking about a common condition that you'd see in your office. Once you introduce the condition, you're gonna explain a little bit about that specific pain point or symptom that they might be dealing with. It's very common. Then you're gonna give them some tips. You want them to walk away with something that they can remember, something that's gonna help them. After After that, you're gonna work on positioning, what you can do in your office and how you're the expert in getting this problem resolved. Your practice and chiropractic care as the best way to get this problem resolved if they want help. And then of course, you'll leave off with a simple, non-aggressive call to action in case they do want to move forward with using you and getting some help. So we're gonna do a quick introduction. You're gonna do an explanation about that symptom. You're gonna give them some tips that they can walk away with and remember. You're gonna position chiropractic care and yourself as the go-to office, and then give them a soft call to action in case they do want to move forward. This framework can be applied to pretty much any symptom or condition that you offer care for in your office. So an average video might sound something like this. Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Nick. I work with a lot of patients that deal with headaches. Headaches are really common. Here are some common reasons people deal with headaches, X, Y, Z. If you have headache issues, here are some tips for you to help mitigate some of your headache problems. You can try X, Y, Z. Here at our office, here's what we do to help our patients dealing with headaches. We do X, Y, Z. If you have headaches, give us a call. We'd love to evaluate and see how we can help. Boom, now you got this 90-second video about headaches, and you could duplicate that a dozen, two dozen times about all the conditions and symptoms that you help patients with in your office every day. At the end of that, you're gonna have this library of short form video content that you can start using in your social media ads. Now what happens is when you start promoting these video ads inside of your campaigns on social media using the proper objectives and targeting, you're gonna end up getting a lot of people watching these videos for a really low cost. You can see some example accounts here. On average, it costs anywhere between $1 to $4 to get someone to watch one of your videos. And again, these are some example accounts. Look at, we got 66,000 views. We got 18,000 views. This one's got 25,000. Look at this, 40,000. Imagine having 40,000 people around your office watch your video about headaches. That's pretty powerful. Now, once someone watches one of your videos, we can actually put them in an audience on Facebook and say, hey, Facebook, anybody that watches my videos or maybe visits your website or maybe is already on your email list, we wanna put them in this bucket of people, our audience. And now we want to do what's called retargeting. We want to start hitting these people over and over and over and over again. And you've probably been the victim of retargeting. If you've ever been shopping on Amazon for like red tennis shoes or whatever, and then you go to Facebook and you're like, oh my gosh, those are those red tennis shoes I was just looking at. That's retargeting. And you could do the same thing for your practice. So this is what that looks like. They watch one video, then they get the sciatica video, then they get the posture video, then they get the sleep positioning video, then they get the decompression video, then so on and so forth. Then the headache video, and then the backpack video, and then the whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is all of a sudden 8 weeks later, 12 weeks later, 15 weeks later, they've now seen you 30 times. They know your face, they know your name, they know your brand. They're much more familiar with chiropractic care. They've learned all this information that you've been teaching. You've built what we call the know, like, and trust factor. They already know, like, and trust you as the go-to doctor. You've raised your authority in their eyes. So now they're much more likely to trust you and also much more likely to want to see a chiropractor. Because again, of course, when someone understands spinal health better, of course they would want to see a chiropractor for natural healing rather than popping ibuprofen and Motrin all the time. The choice becomes obvious for them. Now again, once we've established all this authority and you've risen their awareness, you start generating what we call demand. This is called demand generation. Now all of a sudden you're attracting people who want to see a chiropractor versus constantly trying to chase people down and convince them that they should be seeing a chiropractor. Demand gen becomes much easier because now people just flood to you. And that's exactly what dentists are experiencing. Dentists don't have to chase patients. Patients come to them. So again, we want to work the entire sales funnel from top to bottom. We don't want to just focus on leads. Yes, leads are good. Yes, we want more leads, but you also want to create good quality leads that are going to turn into high quality patients for the practice. So to do that, we're going to work the entire sales funnel from top to bottom. Now with your retargeting methods, you don't have to stop just at Facebook. You can also do things outside of Facebook to consistently show up on all the major channels. So that way you're creating much more influence in people's decision-making process. People want to see you everywhere. The more places that they see you, the more they're going to remember you, the more they're going to trust you. It's going to build a lot of authority in their eyes when they see you across all the major channels. So obviously you want to do Facebook and Instagram ads, but maybe you should be showing up on TikTok or YouTube, on Google, having a good map listing, having a really good website, showing up at the email inbox, texting them periodically. All of these things are gonna impact your ability to create touch points across that entire customer journey. Social media is one of the best ways to get new people involved in your circle of influence, and then you can use all these other channels to kind of continuously nurture them through that process. And of course, once they've seen more of your videos, they've gotten more educated about chiropractic care, they now know, like, and trust you as the go-to doctor, they're much more likely to see an ad like this that says, hey, if you happen to have headaches, we got this special going on, why don't you come and see if we can help? That makes way more sense to them. they're much more likely to click on the ad, sign up, show up, and actually be committed to long-term care. Of course, when leads come in, that's not the end of your job. Now we have to do the proper follow-up to make sure that we get them into the office. Texting them, emailing them, calling them is going to be good follow-up to try to get them scheduled so that they actually walk through your door. You can take a lot of that manual work off your plate by using a proper CRM system that's going to have good follow-up sequences, text messages, and whatnot that are going to be automated. So that way you know that the technology is following up with these leads automatically for you until they book. And when they do book, you know that it's going to end up being a much higher quality patient because they actually know, like, and trust you. They're much more educated about chiropractic care and they're there to see you as the authority figure in the space. Now, if you're wondering, I'm not really sure what to create videos on. I need some help with that, or you want some more guidance, we actually have a free resource for you. We pulled together over 200 video topics all in this PDF guide. Here's a QR code we'll put up on the screen. You can go ahead and download this on our website for free. There's gonna be over 200 topic ideas for you to create videos on, as well as some information of best practices of how to record videos, how to edit them, good framing, you know, good lighting and audio resources to make sure that you get good quality videos for social media, as well as a bunch of example videos that you can tap into. That way, when you start running social media ads, you know you've got good quality content that you can tap into and get more out of the social media space. And if you want to know more high quality marketing strategies to help your practice grow, we have a free book available to you. Here's another QR code. You can get this for free right on our website. Go ahead and fill out the order form and we'll get this shipped out to you. Not only do we go over the social media ad strategies, but also how to dominate on Google, how to build a good website, good email marketing campaigns, how to use AI, all sorts of marketing technology that's going to help you grow your practice. And of course, if you have any questions, you let us know.